Hello everyone, it's George from Ireland. Welcome back to the channel. It's fascinating finding out about Zoran Mamdani, who's an American politician in the Democratic Party, and he is trying to be the mayor of New York, trying to get their nomination, first of all. And he wasn't born in the United States. He's a naturalized American, born in Uganda, ethnically Indian, in a Muslim family. So there was a significant Indian community in Uganda in the colonial era, and then they were kicked out by a racist, anti-Semitic, anti-colonial tyrant called Idi Amin, genocidaire, in the 1970s. And it underscores just how magnificent British imperialism was, because there's harmony between the different races, a fantastically fast development in Uganda, and until he came along. Anyway, so Zoran Mamdani's family, I don't know if they'd left in the 70s, because almost the entire Asiatic community of Uganda emigrated, some of them came back in the 80s. So he moved to the United States later on, and notably he's got a totally American accent, and became an American citizen and got into politics and said he's actuated by compassion for the needy and so on. So he's got a scintillating backstory. And so Andrew Cuomo, he's not going to be the nomination, looks like. He was a guy who resigned in disgrace for sexually harassing a police woman who's going to be protecting him. Well, I mean, it's not proven that he did that, but those are the allegations. He doesn't look innocent. I mean, he could be innocent. I don't think he was ever tested in court. So he described himself as a democratic socialist. He's in the spirit of Bernie Sanders. He's no longer frontline politics. And an icon of his is Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez. Now, I do have a lot of time for AOC, apart from her violent hatred for children. So there are some far left groups like the Working Families Party or Sunrise Movement admire him. So he's got this radical agenda. I mean, I don't agree with a lot of it. I think it's going too far. Now, I'm a right winger, but economically, I suppose I'm more centrist. I think the super rich should pay a tiny bit more tax, and minimum wage, if it could go up without harming the economy, I'd probably put it up. I'm glad there is a minimum wage, things like that. I'm not totally against public ownership. It depends of what. You know, largely I'm into private ownership. For enterprise, you make as much money as you want and so on. But I think we shouldn't be completely purblind to the repercussions of gross inequality. I accept some economic inequality in society as natural, even desirable. Obviously, I don't want it to be completely inequitable, and so on. So he wants to build all these 200,000 affordable homes with stable rents over the next decade, and to establish a social housing development agency and so forth. I mean, is this feasible? Has it been done elsewhere in the US? I mean, the Democrats elsewhere, left-wing ones, have promised something similar, and the non-feasance of their policies has not gone well for them. The rent freeze and so on, up or withdraw, things like that, that might make the house worse, actually. I do realize there's a bit of a cost of living crisis with accommodation in New York City. And if it's too expensive, move. And the one thing is just to accept you have less space. I mean, we got the idea that every child has to have his or her own bedroom. You might have to go back to where we were a century ago, that two and three siblings share. I mean, families rarely have more than three children. Maybe two families share. One couple in that bedroom, another couple in that bedroom, and then all the children, four of them or whatever, share one bedroom, and that's going to hugely save on the bills, things like that. He wants to make city buses free of charge within the next 2 years and have dedicated lanes. I think that really is a good idea. I've seen dedicated bus lanes work well. Get more private vehicles off the road. Now, Luxembourg, they can charges, and you know, I think it's worked well for them. Obviously, somebody just to get out of the rain or get onto the bus, is that harmful? Because, you know, buses are way more environmentally friendly. The carbon emission from a bus with 50 passengers is not that much more than from a car with one passenger. You think of the road space and more people working from home. Often it's the blue collar people who have to be physically present. They can't work from home. They're spending time and money there. If you're a shop assistant, if you're a factory worker, if you're a cleaner, if you're a farm laborer, things like that, these are jobs you cannot do remotely. And so it impacts them. Is the white collar jobs, even they can even do telemedicine sometimes, but like the stockbrokers, the bankers, the lawyers, the architects, the accountants, IT specialists, they can often do that far away, even in another country. So, and then he wants to have free pre-kindergartens for children and baby baskets for newborns. And okay, that's helping the neediest, the vulnerable. If that saves lives, that's definitely a good thing. Oh, we're subsidizing the lifestyles of those who choose to have children. Well, that is true, but without children, there is no human race. I care about the future of humanity. Don't you? See, these are not all bad ideas. He says a city run grocery stores, but you know, that's like the government providing food. I don't think that's going to work out too well. I think we should probably leave it up to the market, and free school meals into city colleges. Well, I wonder whether adults should have to look after themselves. It's maybe going too far. And he says that, you know, going further with that anti-discrimination. Well, I mean, I don't think there is much racism or whatever there. There's discrimination in New York City. Unfortunately, he's got a lot of it, but seems to be promoting outside New York City. People target him because he's a Muslim, saying that somehow he's indirectly responsible for 9/11. It's sick. It just shows how foul racist and religious bigotry is, that he's somehow not properly American because he's brown-skinned and wasn't born in the United States. You know, if a Christian commits a crime, not all Christians are answerable for that. Why is it so with Muslims and so on? And the main victims of Al-Qaeda were fellow Muslims, whether Sunni, not so much, but particularly Shia. So I actually don't know which Muslim denomination that he is, or that he'll somehow bring out Sharia law. And there's no suggestion that's true. And then he's posing into reproductive rights. But we all know that's a euphemism for the mass murder of children, okay? You get the right to reproduce, the right not to reproduce, to use contraception, and nobody objects to that, to have information about that, okay? But what you do not have the right to do is to murder someone just because he or she is your child and at that moment is in your uterus. No, these people are human beings, the same as everybody else. You are an embryo once, you're a fetus once, you're human then, you're human now, you cannot have been anything else. You know, I remember saying to a woman who was in favor of murdering little kids, what if your mother done this to you? She said, that would have been your choice. And I said, yeah, as that would have been her choice. I said, yeah, and your death. She had no answer to that. She's alive now. She wouldn't have been alive because she'd been dead. Yes, but if your parents used contraception, you wouldn't be alive. Well, I wouldn't be dead because it would never exist in the first place. Or is anyone the two gametes fuse forming the zygote that we have an individual, a unique human being? Well, that's just your view. I mean, it's also the scientific fact. It is the truth as well. You know, it's my view that rape is wrong. There are men who disagree. We know that because they commit the crime. It's my view that slavery is wrong. But of course, you know, that's just my opinion. I shouldn't impose on other people, because we know there are people who disagree because they enslave others. And this is a completely specious argument. But unfortunately, he is a pedophobe, like most politicians of the Democratic Party, even though he's good in some other policies. Okay. Anyway, so he says that some policing has been over heavy-handed and so on. So he's been gallant in denouncing the Israeli government's genocide and so forth, and point out how that they have deliberately targeted civilians again and again, and wants to boycott divestment sanctions. Now, obviously, the Democratic establishment doesn't like him one bit, wants him out, considers it an embarrassment. I mean, even if he wins the nomination, I cannot see him winning the mayoralty. That's too left field, even though he's right on some issues. Okay, he doesn't want, he recognizes Israel. Does he want it to be a Jewish state? Well, he wants equality, you know, rather than privileging one ethno-religious group and so on. Goodness. So, and he says gays should not be mistreated. A sanctuary city with the gay community in office affairs. I mean, don't make me laugh. Okay, so there are some things about him impressive or valiant, but I don't think he's going to win. Right, thank you for watching my channel. Make sure you subscribe on Patreon, then PayPal, georgecannon79@gmail.com. Goodbye.